And welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time worshiping with us, we are so glad you found your way to this worshiping community, and you are in for quite a treat this morning. More about that in just a second. You can learn more about how we are church together. Take a look at your bulletin. There is a calendar and announcements. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table following worship this morning. So, today we have quite the opportunity to hear from our youth who were on the Jamaican mission trip over winter break. They will be leading us in worship. But I also would invite you to the behind the scenes, all of the fun and entertaining stories that don't quite make it into worship during second hour. So following worship, meet over in the adult lounge and come see some more pictures and also hear their stories. The only other announcement that I have this morning is also just to call your attention to a second hour opportunity. Next Sunday, we'll be gathering together with some parents and grandparents, family members of LGBTQ youth. Some of them aren't youth anymore, but young adults, to share in the experiences. And so everyone is welcome to come and bring your questions and also your own stories of transforming faith. There's a little announcement in the bulletin for you to learn more. But I want to also recognize the great youth who spent their winter break in Jamaica. I know that sounds like a hardship, but I tell you, we didn't see very much sun while we were there. These are the great youth and also adult advisors. A little bit about the history of that mission partnership in Jamaica. It goes all the way back to before when these youth were born, when members from this church traveled with members of the presbytery to aid in the cleanup and rebuilding in Jamaica following Hurricane Gilbert. In 2001, GPC sent our first senior high school group with then associate pastor Carol Ann Strawbridge, where they began their work with the Santoy Church. And over the next few years, the relationship grew as the Santoy Church expanded, and we also grew in our partnership with the two other churches that make up the three-point charge in Negril and Green Island. At that time, the Reverend Margaret Fowler served as pastor. Our relationship and work intertwined with the mission of these churches. Reverend Fowler and the Negril Church started the Theodora Project, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to empower young people who are at risk of being exploited in human trafficking and the commercial sex trade by offering opportunities for education, skills, and personal development. We, while we were there, had a chance briefly to listen in on their morning devotionals and meet a few of the staff and students. Now in Green Island, adjacent to the church, is a basic school, or a preschool, all-day education opportunities for 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. And in 2013, we were able to celebrate with the community the completion of an expansion to that school that this church spent 6 years supporting. Following Reverend Fowler's departure at the churches, we had the opportunity to form a relationship with the new pastor, who is still there, the Reverend Kimberly Hines, who braved the cold and visited us for a week back in November of 2015. Now, over the years, youth and advisors, young adults and adults on mission teams have gotten to know the pastor, the congregations, and the teachers. We've worshiped at all three churches and received amazing hospitality. It is an incredible gift to hear the stories of the youth at Theodora and to blow bubbles with the children of the basic school. Many of our hands have held paintbrushes and shovels and hammers. And because of your commitment to this long-term mission partnership, we've had an opportunity to learn about and participate in the kingdom of God in this amazing part of the world for 17 years. Thank you, Gates Presbyterian Church, for your ongoing prayers and financial gifts. Your support of this partnership continues to transform the lives of those in Jamaica and possibly even more the lives of the young people who learn how to be faithful global citizens in God's world. Today, you have the opportunity to hear from those youth as they lead worship and share their own personal stories of transformation. Let us now worship God together.
Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. The Israelites cried out to God in their oppression.
Their voices still echo around the globe, in Jamaica, Guatemala, and in the American cities.
Jesus invites his disciples to serve and be served.
As we break the bread and share the cup at this table,
we will never forget the power of grace.
God, in your love,
transform our hearts.
Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer of confession. Holy One, we confess that we have no idea why Jesus washed the disciples' feet. He did many things that are beyond our comprehension. We find that all too often that we disregard what is unfamiliar to us. Understanding of culture gets in the way of fellowship with those different from ourselves. Our limited vision of servanthood gets in the way of to seek justice and peace for all. Replace our arrogance, merciful One, with the humility and caring service justice modeled. God, in your mercy, transform our lives.
Invited to come forward. I think you all know Keith and Tracy, don't you? I think so.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. We hope you guys had a good break from school. The week before last. Keith and I were willing and able to join the youth in Jamaica, so we wanted to kind of show you where we went. Keith has a globe, and Jamaica is south of Florida as well as Cuba, so he's got it on there.
It's orange.
It's orange, okay. We flew into Montego Bay and took a nice highway drive along the coast into Negril. Yep. So what are some of the things that you guys like when you go to school? Is there one thing you can think of that you like? Yes, that's a great one.
Lunch.
All right. Chromebooks.
We were working at a school there, and we thought it would be kind of fun to talk about things that are same or different from your school. And guess what? They had books. They had snacks. They didn't have Chromebooks, right? Who likes recess, going outside and playing? They had that. Who has a playground at their school? They had that. Who has, yeah, Who has goats outside their school?
They had goats outside their school.
They did. They had goats. Whoops.
That was hilarious. That was awesome.
Who rides a school bus to school? Who rides in a taxi to school? They do that in Jamaica. Who rides on a motorcycle to school?
Oh, a taxi van.
They do that in Jamaica.
A motorcycle?
Yeah.
So who has nice windows at their school that they can look out sometimes? Yeah. Basic school doesn't have many windows. They open their front doors and they leave them open all the time. Okay.
Who here has AC at their school?
AC, right. Who has air conditioning at their school that makes it nice and cool, right? Yep, the basic school, as I said, they open their doors and that's their air conditioning. So if it's really hot outside, it comes right in their classroom. How many of you get to pick whatever you want to wear to school every day? Right, you get to pick whatever clothes you want. Yeah, the kids at the basic school, they have uniforms. And they, if they don't have a uniform, they can't go to school. So sometimes they only have one uniform, and so every night when they come home, they want to wash that so that it's clean for the next day. You guys get the luxury of, you know, getting to pick lots from lots of different clothes that you have. One of the fun things, as Melissa mentioned, that we got to do with the kids was we got to play bubbles with them. Got to share some candy with them, so we've got that for you, but why don't we say a prayer first. Dear God, thank you for our friends. Help us to appreciate our differences. Help us to learn, both in our classrooms and in our travels. Amen. So before you go to your classrooms, if you'd each like to grab a thing of bubbles and a thing of Smarties, you can take those with you.
John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist.
Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him,
"Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
"You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand."
"No, you shall never wash my feet."
"Unless I wash you, you have no part with me."
"Then, Lord, not just my feet, but my hands and head as well."
"A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For Jesus knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place.
"Do you understand what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am.
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth. No servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now you know these things. You will be blessed if you do them.
Good morning. My name is Michael Hasenlop, and over the course of my life, I've gone on numerous work projects, from junior high to senior high, and now my final one in Jamaica. Throughout these years, I've grown to love helping people and doing mission work more and more. During my week in Jamaica, I had reminisced on some of my past work projects and thought about the similarities and differences to those in my Jamaica trip. The similarities were obvious. Get up, eat, work, pray, and repeat. But the differences are what made this work project special to me. This year was the first week that we were able to spend time with the people that we were helping. From the start to finish, our lunches were made by the grateful people of the community. This simple gesture really made me feel that our work was appreciated. Another interaction that was unique was having real discussions with the people of the community. My favorite was the one I had with Lloyd, our driver. Every morning, he got up early, drove from his hometown of Lucia to Negril. He was someone who showed how much our work was appreciated. As we were driving to our various work sites, we had many discussions. The similarities and differences from Jamaica to the United States, sports, and various other things. We also talked about how much he appreciated the Gates Presbyterian's work. He even, for some reason, enjoyed some of the songs and animal impressions made by the other youth. Another difference that I enjoyed was being able to see a completely different culture and how so many people make do with so little. But finally, one of my favorite parts of this mission trip was through our nightly highs and lows, our work, discussing our faith, and joking around, I was able to bond and become closer than ever with everyone from this class of 2018.
Hi, my name is Sam Berkovich. Our theme for the week in Jamaica was transforming and transforming faith. The day that I really saw this theme come to life was on Wednesday when we were working at the basic school. The inside of this and outside of the school was painted a sky blue color by the teams that have gone in the past. By the time we got there, the blue was faded and covered in layers of dirt and crayon. The worst rooms, however, were the classrooms and the bathrooms. As soon as we started to paint, we saw the difference between the dingy blue and the beautiful sky blue. After a lot of hard work and having to paint over a pee-filled toilet that wouldn't flush, we were finished and very proud of the transformation we had made. My faith going into this week felt a little bit like a gross bathroom wall that was bright at one time, but that the world had covered it up. Going to Jamaica and serving the people of Negril and Green Island was a new coat of paint that I desperately needed to share God's love.
Good morning. My name is Audrey, and while I was in Jamaica, I noticed quite a few different things. One thing that definitely stood out to me was the different animals and how they were treated. Unlike here, it was acceptable for most dogs to run free without collars or identification. Many of them, along with the cats, were strays that ran the streets. The cats would often come up to our table and meow for food as we ate our meals. We would try to pet the dogs and cats occasionally, but they were very guarded. Many would not let us pet them and would run away. Unlike the dogs and cats, goats were kept on leashes to graze during the day and were brought into a protected area each night. Chickens were also placed in coops at night, and cows were in fenced areas similar to what we see here in the U.S. The obvious differences were that the protected animals were food sources and needed by their owners for their survival. In the U.S., dogs and cats are typically considered family members by many pet owners. The care and feeding of them is just as important as the rest of the family, but pets hold a very different position in Jamaica. They're a companion of a sort, but not necessarily family or even a priority. Melissa asked me to share where I saw God when I was in Jamaica. And honestly, God was everywhere. The cultural differences revolving around the priorities and treatments of the animal, of the animals, was what really spoke to me while I was there. It made me sad to see the lower care levels for cats and dogs, but it also led me to think deeper about why the differences exist.
Good morning. I'm Allison Cook. During my week in Jamaica, one of our themes was the push and pull of service and being served. Through the work I've done with my church and my own personal values, service is important to carry out, and I'm used to it. I went into it knowing I would be doing a lot of work, but I hadn't thought about how much work others would be doing for me and the rest of us. Even before we had started work, we received a lot of welcoming after the church service. We were invited to eat a meal made of many different kinds of food served to us by some people of the church. We grabbed a plate, and the women there would dish out whatever we said looked good. It felt awkward that they had this meal planned for us, and basically all we could do was use our manners and eat. It was strange and awkward to me. I would have rather been the one helping than the one being helped. But later I'd realized they probably felt the same way. Our mission group goes down once a year to do work in the community. They don't necessarily have the means to. They've been receiving service and all of that. This and other things prepared and given to us over the week was their way of serving and not receiving service. I understood it then and tried my best to receive the gifts of God through others.
Hello, I'm Chris Lewis. Like everyone else, I have also noticed many differences between the United States and Jamaica. I noticed all the things that we take for granted, such as sidewalks and roads. The roads, there's basically only one main road, and even that road is okay in condition to our roads. Everything else, there's potholes and just complete disrepair in the streets. Sidewalks, if there are some, they're actually pretty good. But they're usually like dirt paths or they're overgrown. But they're almost non-existent. So the drivers, they're the ones that what really got me. Actually, the first thing I noticed when I got to Jamaica was everyone drives on the left side of the road. And the steering wheel is on the wrong side of the car. So, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh. So every time we got in the car, I was wondering why Tracy or Mike was driving. So, but they're also a little more careless than us when driving. Instead of moving around people, they'll honk their horns, tell them that they're right there behind them and to get them to move. But yeah, so I figured that we just kind of took that stuff for granted. Something that I've decided to show a little more appreciation for is the garbage man. They work really hard down there, and they do come, but you never know when. So if you're not there, or you don't have your garbage out by the street already, then you're going to have your garbage for another week, maybe even a week and a half. You don't know. So also, where would that garbage go on that small island? Because they have landfills, and these landfills are not great, all right? They pollute. When rain happens, it washes some of the garbage and the decomposition out, and it pollutes the area, and it is not good. It just isn't. So I definitely think that we take garbage men for granted and that they just kind of happen. Something that I was told before going down there was don't ever drink the water because they don't have clean water. So I'm like, so do they drink water bottles all the time or what happens? But actually they do have some clean water. It's not all bad. It's some places do have good filtration. I actually didn't see too many water bottles for some reason. So that's just a lot of the differences I noticed, and thank you.
Friends, the one to whom we turn our lives over has invited us to this table. So whoever you are and however you feel, for whatever reasons you are here, come to the feast. Whatever your condition, whatever your brokenness, whatever hurts you bear, know that our host is the one who teaches, the one who heals, and the one who welcomes. Indeed, it is our Savior who invites those who trust him to share the feast which he has prepared. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, he gave it to them, and their eyes were opened. They recognized him. Friends, the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Humble, majestic God, you created the universe. Every star in the sky, every snowflake that falls, and every grain of sand between our toes. You gave your people freedom to be transformed by your love, and we chose to turn away. You sent your Son Jesus
who knelt at the feet of his friends, washing their feet. He demonstrated in his life and death the extent of your love. So we join our voices with all those who seek you in every time and every place, calling upon you with hope.
Holy, 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 God our God, heaven and earth behold your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who cries the way of sin and death. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, God, and blessed is Jesus Christ, our Lord, our life. Glorified as your Son, Jesus came to reveal your kingdom. Teaching us about your love, he filled the hungry, comforted those who mourn, and welcomed all those on the margins of this world to his table. Refusing to let persecution, sin, and death have the final word, he went to the grave. And as we remember his life and death, as we come to this table of resurrection, we speak of the mystery we call faith.
Christ died, he witnessed to the world. Christ rose, loving God with all that he was. Christ will come, blessing us forever.
Send your Holy Spirit now upon this bread and cup, simple gifts from your creation which grace us with your life, and upon those who gather around your table. Fed with the finest wheat, may we go forth to fill the lives of all whose emptiness imprisons them. Having tasted the cup of joy, may we bring the sweet honey of hope to those parched by despair. Welcomed without question at your table of grace, may we open our hearts to all who have been forsaken by the world. Through Christ, glory and honor, praise and thanksgiving are yours, God of new life, with the Holy Spirit in your holy people, on this first day of the week and in all the days to come. Amen. We do gather and we give thanks that Jesus, having faith in those gathered, brought his friends together around a similar table on the night before he gave himself over to the authorities for his death. And so that they might remember and know how God's bread gives strength, he took the common bread and he made it holy, just as he takes common people like each and every one of us and makes us holy. To remember, he asks that we repeat this act again and again, and he did so by saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Take, eat, and do this in remembrance of me." And knowing that we cannot live by bread alone, he took the cup as he did the bread, and he poured it. So that we might remember the sight, sounds. And he shared it among us, saying, "This is faith made new. Faith you wouldn't even know how to ask for. Faith that will surprise you. Faith that will sustain you. Faith that will transform you. Whenever you drink this, do this in remembrance of me." So we break this bread, we drink from this cup, giving thanks for the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ and the promise of new life. Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us celebrate together. are the branches. Come to me and never be hungry. Believe in me and never thirst. Taste the goodness of God's grace.
We rejoice in the gifts of grace and faithfulness you offer us in the sacred meal. May we, in turn, open our lives to be servants wherever we may journey and with whomever we may meet. Amen.
As we gather around this table of grace, we also bring with us our prayers of joy, our prayers of concern, and you are invited at this time, if you would like to share a prayer of joy or concern aloud, you can raise your hand and an usher will bring a microphone.
Dave Barrett. I went out on January 2nd for a hip operation, and I did feel the love of this congregation. All the thoughts and prayers that came my way were appreciated. I'm doing really well, believe it or not. I can walk without a cane.
Thanks be to God.
Tess McHale, prayers for a friend of mine whose father's leukemia was in remission, but last week he went into the hospital and has come back, and it's not good. So.
Prayers for him and the family.
I have a concern and a joy. This is Carrie Dykes. Prayers for my father, who is continuing to struggle with his dementia and is starting to have hallucinations now, so hopefully the new medication will help. And prayers of joy that Sam will be coming home on Saturday. We'll be going up Friday to get her, so she'll be here next week. We're very happy to have her home. It's been a long time.
It'll be good to see her, and prayers for your dad. I'm not seeing any other hands, and we also offer up in prayer this morning the three congregations whom we have been in partnership with in Green Island and Santoy. And Negril, we continue to hold them in our hearts, and you know, sometimes we get a little bit antsy about an hour. Let me tell you, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, they'll still be worshiping well past noon, so we'll continue to hold them in prayer. And as we pray together, I would call your attention that we will do a little bit of responsive. When I say, God, in your grace, you will respond, transform our world. Let us pray. God, together we turn to you in prayer, for it is you who unites us. You are the one God in whom we believe. You alone empower us for good and send us across the earth in mission and in service in the name of Christ. God, in your grace, transform the world. God, hear the cries of all creation, the cries of water, air, land, and all living things, cries of all who are exploited, marginalized, abused, all who are dispossessed, silenced, their humanity ignored, all who suffer from disease and war. God, guide us towards making decisions of moral integrity and compassion. God, in your grace, transform our world. We give thanks for your blessings and signs of hope that are present in this world in people all ages, in those who have gone before us in faith, in movements to overcome violence in all its forms, not just for a decade, but for always. God, for our young people who continue to work together for justice and peace, we thank you for the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the assurance of resurrection. God, in your grace, transform our world. By the power and guidance of your Holy Spirit, our God, oh God, may our prayers never be empty words, but an urgent response to your living word. Nonviolent, direct action for positive change, in bold and clear specific acts of solidarity, liberation, healing, compassion, ready
to not only share, but to live the good news of Jesus Christ. God, in your grace, God, transform us in the living offering of ourselves so that we may be your partners in this transformation. To strive for the full visible unity of the one church, to become neighbors to all, and to await with eager longing the full revelation of your world, the coming of a new heaven and earth. All these prayers we lift up in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, that thy kingdom come, that thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I just noticed the prayers of our children that were just off here to my left. So we also continue to hold in prayers, the prayers that they bring to us, the prayers of joy for children in Jamaica, prayers for Mr. Vander's family, prayers of joy for birthdays and sleepovers, for brother coming home from college, and prayers for pets that we miss when we're away. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And let us now receive the morning offering. The joys of technology, right? It works when you don't need it to. It's coming. Yep. There we go. So we'll draw your attention to the screen as the offering is being taken. A chance for you to see some of the images from our trip together.
If a worm can turn into a butterfly. God, we bless you today, remembering what you have done for us. You poured out your life to show us the love of God. Today, we celebrate your gift of life and the example you set for us. Amen.
Partnerships and relationships, even when we are not the ones doing the going, we are the ones doing the praying. We are learning, we are praying, and we commission those who are sent forth in the name of Jesus to hear, to share those stories of hospitality and love. And as we have celebrated this great group that has returned from Jamaica, we have an opportunity to now commission a delegation representing the Guatemala partners of Gates Presbyterian Church, who will depart for a 10-day trip to Rabinal, Rio Negro, and Pacush in Guatemala. While they are there, they will be in solidarity on March 13th. To commemorate and remember the victims of the 1982 massacre of Rio Negro in an all-night vigil on top of a mountain where the massacres took place. They will travel to Rabinal and Pacush to meet the scholarship students that we have supported through the Presbytery of Genesee Valley Triple Play Grant and this congregation. They'll visit a community center and kitchen that was largely funded by this grant. They will meet with the people in Pacush and a relocation community for the survivors of the Rio Negro massacre, which is steeped in poverty and high unemployment. This team will visit Panakal, where this mission has started over 20 years ago now. They will hold a community meeting to determine how things are going with the cattle project and what other needs that might be facing the community today. They will travel to the small villages in the highlands of Guatemala to see how malnutrition prevention is working. This is also a program funded by the Presbytery Grant and money raised from this church through the hanging basket flower sale and the coupon book. The team will also be visiting Nueva Esperanza, a school that was started by Jesus Pecu Osorio, childhood survivor of the massacre. And the two folks who will be part of this mission team, if they would come forward at this time, Margaret Militello and Tom Ward.
Also going with them will be Julie Hunt from Pierce Memorial Church, Jim Wood from here, a local physician from Rochester. Joining them on the trip will be Sarah Montgomery, Tom and Allie Cotter from The Garden's Edge, which is the partnering organization that we work with out of New Mexico, and also Guillermo Vasquez from El Salvador. What a joy it is to have such a great crew and a new folk, a new face who will be part of this trip. My friends, you have heard God's voice calling you by name, and you have said yes to travel to Guatemala representing the community here, Gates Presbyterian Church, and you stand here as servants of God preparing yourself for this journey. Do you promise to open your hearts to our Guatemalan brothers and sisters? If so, please say we do. Will you seek ways in which you can be the vehicles of God's justice? Say we will. And when you return, do you promise to share with us the sacred story of encountering God's presence in the land and people of Guatemala? So please say we will. And will you, the people of Gates Presbyterian Church, covenant to pray for these travelers while they are gone, to hear their stories upon their return, and to continue to support this mission partnership? If so, please say we will.
We will.
Let us pray. Oh God, we give you thanks that you journey with us, in us, and before us in all time and all places. We pray for Tom and Margaret and the participants of this group, and ask that you give them safe travels and that you deepen their understanding of your will and work in your world. Amen. Stay right there, and I'm going to have the Jamaica Mission team come on up. I love it when we get to do this coming and going. It is so good. Come on up. A strong commitment and testimony to the ways in which this congregation continues to serve God's will, God's wonderful and beautiful world. So may the blessing of the God who called God's people out of Egypt and calls us from our comfort and our safety to embrace a journey of challenge and risk. May the blessing of the Son who kneels and washes our feet call us out from our comfort and safety to embrace and serve those we meet on this journey. May the blessing of the Spirit who weaves dreams of new community calls us out from our comfort and our safety to provide welcome and hospitality to strangers as well as friends. God transforms our faith.
We respond with our lives.